As we mentioned earlier, you heard in the news earlier, big day downtown for the 200. They have their christening a little later this morning. And we thank William Deary for flying in. You used to have your own radio show here.
I did at one point. You're right.
There
healthcare.
You go. He's back. How exciting is this day for you guys?
You know, it's interesting. I'm sitting here and I see the County National Bank studio, and I think I'm thinking about each of the developers, and I realized all of us, County National Bank is the bank that's helped us build our businesses, and they're also the bank that helped us to build the 200. And so it's an exciting day as we, top off the building, the icing on the cake, if you will.
Well, a big part of it is all the local business that has really ended up in the project.
Well, really, you know, being committed to Jackson's important to us, and almost all of the projects were either Michigan contractors or Jackson contractors. There's only one contractor in the entire $12 million project that wasn't Michigan-based, and that was the people who put the geopiers in, and nobody in Michigan does that. And that was less than $200,000 of the total project. And Jackson contractors was almost 70% of the entire project. So being committed to our community, being committed to the people that have helped us build our businesses is critically important.
So talk about the Jackson Downtown Partners and how that came together.
Yeah, basically it's a group of Jackson businessmen. We've have businesses that actually go back five decades now. And as we looked at this opportunity, we were excited about looking and saying, what can we do? And building the 200 was a way to continue the resurgence and the gentrification of downtown. And to that end, be committed to, you know, those that got you there.
So how did that all get started, though? The idea to do that?
You know, a number of us do with some other developments, and we saw an opportunity. We talked a number of times about being able to recruit young professionals to Jackson and to downtown. And there's not a place for them to live that is competitive to Ann Arbor, you know, the things in Detroit, Lansing. And we realized or thought we saw a need. We did our research and diligence. And to that end, the 200 is the result.
Okay, then the pandemic hits.
That was not in the plan.
That wasn't in your business
wasn't in the
model.
Plan. No, the worst time to open an apartment complex is January. We were looking at opening in the fall, being put 3 months behind, you know, being shut down, not being able to build for 3 months was pretty tough. And it was a critical 3 months because it's the best building time, you know, the spring and summer. That being said, the folks that worked with us really stepped up in terms of working sun up to sundown, weekends, the city helping with inspections, and really all the things that had happened to make this a reality on a truncated timeline that we didn't believe we'd be able to hit all came together. So we are very fortunate.
Yeah, I'm down there about every day. And this last month, 6 weeks, boy, you guys have put a lot of work into that.
You know, like I said, be committed to your community. We were, and the Jackson contractors, you know, the things they did and how they stepped up when we tried to accelerate our work schedule was absolutely remarkable. And we appreciate that. And I think to that end, they are a part of what makes us successful.
What is going to make the 200 successful, William?
You know, I think if you look at what we're trying to accomplish and what we anticipated in terms of our lease-up goals and where we are, what we've identified just in the couple weeks that we've been doing our tours, there's really five things. First thing's location. You know, downtown, in the middle of the Smart Energy District. The next thing, the amenities. The way the units were built and the things that are in the 200, you know, community lounge, a business center, you know, a full-size professional fitness center, the rooftop patio, all of those things, you know, critically important in terms of making an extraordinary place to call your home, security. You know, high security. While I believe Jackson's a wonderful, safe place to live, our group, you know, our focus group said security was important. So we really doubled down and put a security camera system in inside and out that is extraordinary in terms of what it does and how it works. You know, key fobs and electronic entry and monitoring of all of that. You know, even things like the package room, people get packages more and more. You know, our package room will have a technology where if the mailman, UPS, FedEx, whoever shows up, they have access to the package room. They put your package in the package room, and you get a little barcode that when you come home, that barcode will put you in there. And so just lots of things that the target population that we believe will be our tenant told us was important.
A little higher tech than some?
A lot higher tech, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
What about retail?
You know, we've got about 4,000 square feet of commercial space on the first floor, Jackson and Pearlside. And we've talked with a number of different either offices or retail, really looking for one or two ideal tenants. And we've got a couple of discussions going on right now and hope to have that wrapped up here in the not too distant future.
So December 1st, that's the target date?
December 1st.
That's
yeah,
quick.
We're it is quick. You know, you think you have all this time. And when we then had to rework our plans to January 1st and then structure all activities that had to happen, and then not thinking we'd be able to get to December 1st, we actually did. And so now we're kind of picking up all those things that were going to happen in December, and they've got to now happen before December. But KMG, our management group, is doing a nice job. You know, Rob Harris, Tony Clark, the folks with Mercer who are leading the charge, are absolute superstars. You know, Embellishments that did all of the interior design, they're doing a yeoman's work in terms of the Herculean task that they've got to get completed by December 1st. So yeah, we're moving pretty quick.
Okay, a couple other building projects downtown. Can you guys all live together?
You know, that's the thing, and you know, for us, looking at what's going on, it's we kind of look at the same analogy as fast food. You put one fast food establishment on a corner, they might succeed. You put three more next to it, and they all succeed phenomenally. And I think the more vibrant dynamic that we can bring to downtown, it really is part of the chicken or the egg, and is somebody going to step up, do something incredibly dynamic for downtown, and then what will feed off of that? And we hope to be that tipping point for the community, particularly what's going on in downtown Jackson.
Is there a target group for you guys? Is it the young professional?
It really is. It's the young professional or folks that are looking for an opportunity to have a place to live that is a bit more upscale, and that also has the amenities within it and the accoutrement that goes beside it. So, you know, the other night it was a Thursday night. I was getting ready to drive home and I was coming back up Michigan Avenue, and I could not believe everything open, people walking everywhere. I turned around and went back around the block and just kind of put my phone up on the dash with the video going to show Sherry Lynn, you know, how this community has realized a level of excitement that has kind of crept up on us a bit, but at the same time, something that is, you know, it's you're kind of on the top of the world with no place else to go but up, and that's a great place to be for Jackson.
Are you showing units yet?
Yeah, we have three units that are set up. Or what we call staged, two one-bedrooms and a two-bedroom. And so we have tours going pretty much every day. They're still hard hat tours, but that's fine. You know, I got a note last night. We're at about 20%, I'd say, leased, where the deposits and the the holds have been put in place, and that's right now. I looked; it's 81% ahead of where we expected we would be on October 30th. So we're very pleased.
Well, I know you're on the clock, but what's going to happen at 10:30? What are you anticipating?
This solar array is something that's remarkable. When we started looking at how could we make this you know, a special jewel with inside the Jackson Smart Energy District. We started working with consumers. Obviously, solar is important. And so we had a meeting with consumers. We basically gave them the blueprints to the building and what the roof would look like. And they came back in the next meeting and showed that based on how we had structured compressors and vents and the other things that would be on the roof, they believed they could get almost 60% coverage for solar, which is not bad, but it's not, you know, super or in terms of what we would have hoped. And as we had the meeting and we're looking at what they had designed up on the screen, we saw, you know, there's a stair tower that's up there that can't be moved. But we asked the question, if we took everything off the roof and we gave you a blank roof with the exception of the stair tower, which you can't move, do you think you could do better? And they said, well, let's see. And they came back and they said, so if we design it with nothing up there, we can get better than 80% coverage of solar on the roof, which is an increase of a third, which is very, very substantial. So all we did was go back to our architects and say, okay, now we need you to reset compressors, vents, and the like. And if you were an architect or an engineer and you went up on the roof today and you looked and you'd say, why are the compressors, why is this structured this way? Because it's just not what you might typically expect to see.
Right.
It doesn't make sense until you realize we then took Consumer Energy's solar layout and built around it. And so redesigned or re-engineered the roof to build around what they needed, a little bit backwards, but because they were at the table as early as they were and they were working with us, we were able to do something remarkable. And now we're going to have, over 350 solar panels up on the roof.
That's amazing.
It is. It generates a significant amount of energy that we can use. And the battery system that's being put in is pretty substantive as well. So, the electric car chargers we'll have there. And then with the systems that are within the building, both within the tenants' units and for all the common area, being able to manage and control the energy in the building at something of a next generation level is really an incredible accomplishment. If you would have said, there's five things we wanted to do and we laid those all out and how it would have to work with the developers, the builders, Consumers Energy, the engineers that would have to figure it all out, the city, and you said this was our goal, people would have kind of looked at you and said, really, are you serious? Where'd you come up with such a scheme? There's no way this could happen. Well, you know what? If can't do it isn't in your vocabulary, and the only option is that you're going to find a way, and all the people you're working with are committed to it, it happens. And I think the 200 is a pristine example of what collaboration, public, private, and government can do when everyone wants the best for the community.
Yeah, that crane is enormous.
Yeah, so a shout out to Bob Michaels, who complains about never having cranes cranes in town, and he's out of town when the crane's in town. So shame on Bob. But this is really exciting and really for what we believe, as you said, how will it benefit downtown? The other things that can happen as a function of another 100 families, almost 100 families living in downtown Jackson.
Sure. So you're inviting anybody to come down today at 10:30?
Absolutely. It's going to be an exciting piece for us. We're going to christen the panels. It won't be champagne, but instead of champagne, out of the champagne bottles, it'll be confetti. But looking forward to that this morning at 10:30.
So are you working with a local realtor? Is there somebody to call if they want to take a look?
Yeah, all you have to do is our website's rentthe200.com. We have a very accomplished management group that we're working with that manages a number of other properties in Jackson, KMG, and they are helping us with all of that. So yeah, it's full steam ahead.
Exciting times. Hey,
Absolutely.
Thanks for coming out.
Hey, thank you.
William Deary from the 200 Group.